the newborn period, really, and to not be waiting too long. But the what we're talking about starting is listening to the baby and following the baby's lead. So the name of the program today is Listening to Babies. And it's sort of getting away from this metaphor of parenting infants and toddlers as being an extreme sport where the kids are racing from gymboree to, you know, music classes and that sort of thing. That's actually the opposite of what ought to be going on during the first couple of years. But, you know, our culture's moved really in the wrong direction on that. The more children are done to, the less likely it's going to be that they're going to find their center and their base and their sense of power and competence, and that they will be self-initiators and explorers. Children are born ready to do that, and they will do that if left to do that by their parents. So the real message is to help people read babies a little bit better, understand that babies are always exploring, always learning, always interested in something, and rather than trotting in things to entertain the baby and to fill up the baby, to really let the baby drive the way. So that shouldn't wait until the kids are toddlers. That should start right from the very, very beginning. And then you adjust as the kids get older, the kinds of things you would have in their environment for them to play with and interact with and engage you with would be different for kids of different ages. A 6-month-old is different than a 12-month-old is different than an 18-month-old, but the principle is the same. And it's that principle that we're not following very well as a society right now.
Now, by 2, children are starting to be able to verbally communicate. However, much before that, it's very difficult to have a verbal conversation with a child or even pick up on individual word cues from them. How can a parent go about listening to a child who can't verbally express itself?
Yeah, that's the trick, right? I mean, that's kind of what we're all about today. And, you know, we've got 3 days of what we're calling Baby Talk Week here in Pinellas County. And the first was last night. We were with parents and caregivers from our African-American community in South County last night. We had a terrific video that we watched together of a baby doing nothing more than lying on the floor and watching her reflection in the hardwood and going around in circles and seeing what that felt like and reaching over and scratching a carpet. It's about 2 minutes long, and it was absolutely enthralling to just stop for a minute and watch this baby and not try to do anything with this baby and just kind of groove on what the baby was interested in and doing. It was fascinating, and it was poetic. It was really amazing, and everyone in the room stopped and watched and could really begin to get into the baby's experience. No words were necessary, but the baby was just, you know, being in her environment, but not having anybody intrude upon her. So she was given some uninterrupted time, but with a present adult there, in this case, the audience, but with, you know, obviously the parent was there doing the videotaping, but the presence of the adult with the child, sometimes putting words on things and describing the experience is fine, but not getting in there and entertaining or doing with. So that's, I think that your question is a really good one, that, you know, without the words, we're so accustomed to listening for the words or trying to help get the words out, but the babies are incredible communicators from the very first days of their life forward, and certainly they're robust communicators by 3 or 4 months. You just have to train yourself to listen. And so part of what the day is going to be about today is mindfulness, just being aware of not acting and not and just kind of being with. That's the thing. You know, in this society, we never slow down enough. We're always thinking, what ought we to be doing right now? And the answer is, well, the baby is like, nothing. You don't have to be doing anything to the baby, but be with the baby. Just be there present in the moment, and you'll be able to read the baby signals. I hope that doesn't sound fantastic to you. I mean, like, unbelievable to you, because it's a matter of slowing down, observing, watching, and recognizing that you just can be there, just be present,